It's a foreboding moment for those who care for the land, who worry that protecting its beauty and mystery is soon to become a national afterthought. Comfort and some much-needed hope can be drawn from those few who possess the talent to bear witness to nature and elevate its meaning.
Thomas!
Just pulled in seconds ago.
Thomas Paquette's studio sits among the rolling hills and towering trees that provide some of the region's finest views, a fitting setting for an artist whose paintings have captured the wonders of many of America's most remarkable landscapes.
This is cool. How long have you had the studio?
We moved to this place.
A modern space. Thomas Paquette's studio projects a creative aura with high walls, ample natural light, and paintings everywhere, hanging, leaning, on easels, in various stages of completion.
That one is going to Lithuania next week or so. I'm not sure when, but that was in the Wilderness Show.
Embassies have taken a great interest in Thomas Paquette's work. Some 20 embassies have posted his pieces because, he surmises, they offer foreign audiences a glimpse at what America is all about. And there appears to be plenty of interest stateside as well.
His style, if you've seen it, is absolutely beautiful. The surface of his paintings, the way he presents it, the kind of mood, it has an impressionist kind of quality to it.
Sharon Ewing, director of the Gross McLeaf Gallery, where for over a decade she has represented Paquette's work in the Philadelphia area. As an established artist with an established price structure, Ewing says Paquette has developed a solid reputation among art collectors.
It moves beyond even the representation of this beautiful landscape. He's actually on a mission to make sure that we preserve it. And I think that distinguishes him in some ways from just other landscape painters.
Ewing compares that passion with the likes of Albert Bierstadt and Thomas Moran, explorer artists whose 19th century paintings chronicle for the first time the wonders of the American West, like Yellowstone, prompting federal officials to move to protect and preserve.
Right. I mean, we've covered the planet with photographs and people being everywhere, so it's a different kind of problem, but we still need to see the world in a wondrous way. Now we need to rediscover the land that's around us and the lands that we might go and see.
What's your favorite painting that you've painted?
What's my favorite painting? Mm-hmm. The next one.
There's a long list of next paintings ahead for Thomas Paquette. He'll spend much of 2017 completing a series of works for a solo exhibition, America's River Reexplored, paintings of the Mississippi from source to mouth. It's scheduled to open in spring 2018 and travel through much of 2019.
It's all a matter of scheduling, but I'm always busy and I always feel like I have the best job in the world because I have, you know, I can stare out the window and look at that tree that I eventually paint.
Right.
So it's emergency and a lot of slacking, too, at the same time.
There wasn't much slacking in 2016, with shows and exhibitions scattered from Pennsylvania to Minnesota to California. In fact, Thomas Paquette seems to be on a mission, one he traces back to his younger days, when he was hitchhiking through Yukon.
And at the same time, this local giving me a drive around was, you know, throwing things out the window, and, you know, he'd stop to fill up his car with another quart of oil and throwing the can out. And I was kind of horrified, and I said, why did you throw that out? And he said, oh, it's just a big wasteland. And he went on, he was very bitter about the landscape. He said, that's all toilet paper on its way being made, you know. And I thought, wow, he really needs to see what I see.
Based on his success, many are seeing what Thomas Paquette sees and shows in his paintings. While he sees administration appointees who appear more intent on profit than preservation, he hopes Americans spend more time outdoors and see the nation's natural beauty. And he hopes they join in the mission to protect it. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.